One of the greatest songs that was ever written is very seldom done on television, and I'd like to sing that song for you tonight.
Welcome to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Just want to play a song to intro. Stay right there. Judy Garland, right after Kennedy's assassination. Enjoy.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Judgment seat, oh, to swift my soul be answering.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, of course. That is Judy Garland, the incomparable Judy Garland. That was filmed on her TV show about a little over two or three weeks after John F. Kennedy was assassinated in 63. And she wanted to play that song in dedication to him. She knew Kennedy very well. And I think it's apropos. I don't know why. You know, for a lot of reasons, I've talked to several people. I think a lot of people are feeling a certain thing this morning. Uncle Kevin is here. Welcome. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. Another semi. Great day in America.
George Freund was scheduled. We weren't even scheduled to be on. Of course, everything that went on, we wanted to make sure we came here today and discuss with you a little bit. We have Dave in Pennsylvania, or Dave from Pennsylvania, is going to be joining us. Todd's going to get a hold of him in 15 or so minutes. He was there. We're going to go over some of the details. We're going to, what have you. This is a, we're here right in the middle of this. And just like Kennedy and what happened with him, and we let our emotions get off our mooring and what have you, we must stay focused and we must stay faithful. We have prayed. We have read Psalm 35. We have pled our cause with God. You know, plead my cause, O God, with them that strive with me. Strive with them that strive with me and deliver us. And our pleas must be going up now. In our day of, relative ease, what have you, that we have now, we need these pleas to go up now. And it's a dynamic moment. It's a very dynamic moment. If I told you I knew everything about it or knew what was going next, I would be lying to you. I don't. I have faith, ultimately in God, ultimately in the spirit of America, and we'll talk about that, and Dave will talk about that. Uncle Kevin, good morning. Welcome to the Power Hour.
Good morning.
What's going through your mind right now?
Phew, not much. I'm just so tired. I didn't sleep worth a lick last night. I was up, must have got up 10 times last night. Just couldn't fall back to sleep. When I slept, it was, it wasn't deep sleep. It was just erratic and I didn't know what was wrong until I woke up and read the papers.
Where do you think, Dave is going to be here. He was there. So for us to talk about some of these details, I kind of want to wait, but I want to talk, wait.
This is a setup.
Yeah. Some of the details that happened last night for you who don't, weren't watching TV or what have you. Trump gave a speech, did he give a great speech? No. I don't think he gave a great speech.
Whoever wrote that should be.
It should be fired.
Yeah.
It was not a good speech that he gave, but, he rallied. He was full of boisterous. He was full of energy. And then everybody there marched on the Capitol and was surrounding the Capitol. Very peaceful situation. Mm-hmm. Turned very violent. And you have seen the reaction. And a lady was shot.
Yes. Terrible.
Eileen Barlett, I think is her name. Mm-hmm. Our Air Force veteran, 14-year veteran.
Unarmed.
The details surrounding it, the first question, why wasn't the Capitol locked if they didn't want them there? Why would, it's ridiculous.
And they opened the side door and they poured right in.
Right.
I mean, somebody let him in.
Right.
Total setup.
That fact alone is a setup. Under that circumstances, the doors
should have been secured.
Right. You shouldn't be able to get in the Capitol in a situation like that at that moment.
Yeah. Right.
Period.
End of sentence.
And the facial recognition that's making its way across social media, as long as it's up. I mean, who knows how long it'll be up. Is facial recognition has identified the main people who went in and pushed. They were Antifa. Antifa.
And they were at other riots.
Antifa riots. They were at other riots. They were agent provocateurs or whatever you want to call them, allegedly, or they're some kind of provocateurs. They were not Trump supporters. They were not true Americans there to help the cause.
Yeah.
So this is set up. So then how everything's going to be used. Your buddy Chuck Schumer, what did he have to say about it?
Let's see what he had to say. Oh, Schumer compared the Capitol Hill riot to Pearl Harbor as one of the most ridiculous statements ever heard in my entire life. Well, one person got died here and was killed by the government.
By the government.
not by the Patriots, by the government. And 3,000 died in Pearl Harbor.
This is more like, to be honest with you, this is closer to the Boston Massacre.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And even there, that's not entirely.
And she could go down as the first. In our revolution, just like that black man did. I can't remember that black man's who got.
You're talking about in America?
In America.
In the Revolutionary Times.
He was the first person to die in the revolution.
The fact that Chuck Schumer said that and the way that you saw how the narrative has totally changed. This is a brilliant stroke by the New World Order. This is brilliant because it's all about, what have we talked about? It's controlling the narrative, controlling your imagination. The evidence was going to get out. We were going to debate the evidence. America was going to be presented after all this stalemate in this. We're going to get to hear. Flipped the script.
Yep.
It was brilliant.
It was.
In a, James Bond evil villain kind of way.
Evil villain, yeah.
And so now there was nothing about that. A bunch of the senators turned on the president, turned on America, not the president. This isn't about Donald Trump. It's about America.
Yeah.
They turned on America in one of our darkest times of need. You know, these are the times that try man's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, you know, be fade into oblivion. And they withered. And they all withered, including Kelly Loeffler from Georgia, who withered too.
Oh, yeah.
Who Trump did everything to try to get elected. They turned. Pence, coward. Pence, traitor. To me, he looks like a pedophile. He's got that look. To me. That's just my opinion.
He looks like a psychopath.
He looks like a effing psychopath. I'm very on edge, ladies and gentlemen, this morning.
In that phony, baloney smile that he puts up there after he says a line or two, then this stupid, crooked smile comes on.
Here's a statement by President George W. Bush on the insurrection at the Capitol. I mean, just that title. The insurrection. The insurrection happened inside the Capitol.
By them opening the doors.
Just everything they did. Let me read his statement, and we're going to go over this. This narrative must be flipped, and in your mind, I hope it is. This is very important. Dave will come on, and he's going to talk about this. Todd, just call him about, 20-25 after, if you would. Here's his statement, George Bush. Laura and I are watching the scenes of mayhem unfolding at the seat of our nation's government in disbelief and dismay. It is a sickening and heartbreaking sight. I would agree with everything they're saying when you talk about Congress.
Yeah.
Apply that to Congress.
Apply it to Congress.
And it's true. See, this is the duality. You want to get deep in how this New World Order operates and in Luciferians and stuff and everything. That's why the Antifa is wearing their hat backwards. Everything is upside down. Everything is backwards. Black and white. That's why you'll see the black and white portrayal, of so many images on New World Order situations. The butterfly, the chrysalis is one of their, huge symbols.
If
you see, but certain pop stars, they use butterflies all the time, who I know are involved in the monarch butterfly transformation. So everything he just said, 1000% true. Everything I just read from so far is 1000% true. The insurrection at the Capitol, the disbelief and dismay, it's 100% true when you apply it to the Congress, what Congress did.
Yeah.
I don't have time to explain this all to you. This is a mind control technique where they take the situation and they turned your anger, your frustration, then they turned it to a different situation.
Yes.
They metamorphosized it. Mm-hmm.
They flipped it in 5 minutes.
Right. So let me start over again and I don't have time to explain this, but this is what's going on. And these guys are good.
Yeah, they're brilliant.
They're good.
Yeah.
Lori and I are watching the scenes of mayhem unfolding at the seat of our nation's government in disbelief and dismay. It is a sickening and heartbreaking sight. This is how election results are disputed in a banana republic. Everything's still true.
Still
true.
It's
not our democratic republic. Still true. I'm appalled by the reckless behavior of some political leaders since the election. Still true. And by the lack of respect shown today for our institutions, our traditions, and our law enforcement. Still all true. You see this? The violent assault on the Capitol, here's where it starts to change, the violent assault on the Capitol and disruption of a constitutionally mandated meeting of Congress was undertaken by people whose passions have been inflamed by falsehoods and false hopes. You can go to hell, George Bush.
Yeah.
You can go to hell right now.
And your whole blooming nasty family.
Every one of you. And I dig your dirty father up and spit on his grave.
Absolutely.
Every one of you, he says, inflamed by falsehoods and false hopes. Falsehoods. What falsehoods?
Yeah.
What, that Pennsylvania had received more mail-in ballots than put out?
Than put out, yeah.
That 120% of the registered voters voted in that state? Or was it Michigan, whatever?
Whatever.
Over 100%?
Yeah.
Is that false? Is that false, George W. Bush?
Yeah. No.
Is that false, you demonic retard?
Yeah.
Is that false?
No.
Insurrection could do grave damage to our nation and reputation. Reputation of who? Insurrection. They're saying one lady getting shot at the Capitol. I mean, I'm not belittling this one lady. One lady dying at the Capitol is insurrection.
Yeah, wrong.
People marching on the Capitol. Washington was aflame with riots and churches burning. They took over blocks of Seattle with Antifa.
Yeah.
Turning and now this is insurrection?
Yeah, bullshit.
Sorry about that. We're on edge, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Yeah, we are. I've been up all night. Sorry.
It is the fundamental responsibility of every patriotic citizen to support the rule of law. Again, true.
Absolutely.
Isn't that what they were doing? To those who are disappointed in the results of the election, our country is more important than the politics of the moment. True.
True.
Our country is more important than the politics of the moment, which is what they're exercising.
Sweeping under the rug.
Let the officials elected by the people fulfill their duties. Yeah, that's right. And that doesn't include Joe Biden, because he wasn't elected by the people.
Yeah.
And represent our voices in peace and safety. There is no peace and safety when lies rule. There is
no peace and safety.
There will, ladies and gentlemen, there will be no unity.
Nope.
Unless you relent all your values.
Right. Unless you
get that affixed in your mind like a cross.
Yeah.
You know, we hold up the cross of our Savior. Mm-hmm. Let that fact be affixed to your mind. You will either be forced to relent or there will be no unity. This is a mutually exclusive from here on out.
Yep. You wear the mask or you go to jail.
May God continue to bless the United States of America. Oh, my God. Go to hell.
Yeah.
Go, really.
Absolutely.
I mean, for real. Just go to hell, George Bush.
Yes.
And every one of your family, every one of your seed, every one of you. I want to dig up your nasty father. And
yeah. He had a hand in killing.
Supposedly.
Yeah. Allegedly in Kennedy.
We've seen that. I've seen evidence.
Said he wasn't in the Daily Plaza, but they got pictures of him there. Well, or somebody who
looks like him.
You know?
Well, yeah. Maybe people have testified about his role in that.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
that's been pretty clearly alleged. Our guest that we have is a listener. You heard about him a couple days ago. He called in. I'm so glad we got a hold of him. I'm so glad he reached out to us. Dave in Pennsylvania, you were at the event yesterday. Thank you so much for coming on today. Thank you for being a Power Hour listener. Welcome to the Power Hour, my friend.
Good morning, Daniel, and good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning.
I want to get just your...
Excuse my voice.
I'm sure you were screaming a lot. I'm sure you went through a lot. Before we get into details, kind of what's your mindset when you woke up today? What's going through your mind? What do you feel? I mean, are you as angry as Uncle Kevin and I are? I mean, what is your feelings?
Well, when we came home yesterday from D.C., there was a lot of excitement as far as feeling that we did something. There was a rally where patriots were called down. I know those that could have went. Did go, and also went in the power of other people that couldn't make it. But when we left the event, we were excited. We were talking about all the different things we went through, and we felt like there was a message sent that the people are upset with the corruption and the fraud, and we feel like they heard our voice. When I got home, I found out from my wife not to go on social media or look at news because everything was 100%, 180 degrees turned around and that we were the bad guys. We were the monsters down there at D.C.
All right. Give us generally, let's start with just a general, quickly, Reader's Digest version, kind of just how the day went and up until the event at the Capitol. What did you see? What went on from your perspective?
Okay. Well, we got down there around 8 o'clock or 8:30. We got up to, got on site and then started walking over to the Washington Monument. There's a pretty large field between the Washington Monument and the Ellipse. And most of the people were, gathered there. The ellipse, we found out about 15, maybe 20 minutes before the 9 o'clock start time at the ellipse, that anybody with a flagpole, backpack, flashlight could not enter the ellipse, which was 90% of the people, and we had no idea. So they did have a big screen set up in that field right outside the ellipse. So we're,
all right, let me pause you. Let me pause you, Dave, because watching it on TV, I noticed that it only looked like, you know, I don't know, 10,000 or so maybe were around Trump as he's actually speaking, and he kept talking about the people far away. Was that you? You guys were the ones far away on the other side kind of sitting there?
Yes, correct. And not only that, there was actually people in the trees. That there's a road that divides the ellipse in that field that I'm talking about. They were climbed in the trees with their Trump flags, trying to see Trump and listen in to the message. Now, we also were given some sort of alert that told us that the gates would open or doors would open for the ellipse at 7 a.m., but most of the seats were reserved, and there was only, you know, probably they would have been taken up pretty quickly. So it didn't seem like there was a huge area or a lot of seating for a lot of people to come over to the ellipse. Like, they controlled that.
Well, it seems like, I mean, as a lot of things that we see happen that day, it seemed like it was controlled. The narrative kept being controlled. How many people, before you continue, I mean, we're hearing different things from people saying, looking at travel logs, looking at their estimations, traffic, what have you, that there were somewhere 2+ million people there and pushing in Washington. What was your sense being on the ground?
Yeah, I usually try to be conservative of numbers, and I think there was definitely over 1 million people. And like I said, I usually try to downplay so I don't, you know, take things out of context. But I could absolutely believe 2 million people. It was that field that I'm talking about where the Washington Monument, it was just a sea of faces by 9 a.m. There was hardly any room to move, navigate through the crowd of people, and let alone see any, like, grass or bare spots in the crowd.
Okay. So it's probably, from people I've talked, it's pretty safe to say there was north of 1 million, which, to me, that was my number. There must be a million, there must be north of 1 million there to make an impact. So there probably, it's pretty safe to say there was north of that million. Would you agree with that?
I would, absolutely.
Okay, maybe even two. I mean, some people are saying it's hard. It's hard to estimate millions of people.
There's a lot of people.
There's a lot of people, and they're spread out and what have you. Okay, so what? Trump started to speak. Trump was supposed to speak at 11 o'clock, and I kept watching on TV. I mean, heck, we could have done the show. I mean, it got delayed and delayed and delayed. What was going on there?
We're not sure. Yeah, Eric Trump and Donald Jr. talked right before, between like 10 and 11 a.m. As the crowds continue to flow into that field. And then at 11 o'clock, they played that Trump intro where there's fighter jets and the cool music going and everybody's getting all pumped up, all excited. And then there's like a 40 or 45 minute delay. And according to the schedule, from what I understand, we were supposed to be up by Capitol Hill by 12 o'clock or start marching at 12 o'clock. Well, Trump comes on, I think, around 11:45, and he starts, you know, everybody's excited to hear him. He's talking about some good stuff, and then he gets into all the statistics. And then after that, you know, we know about the election fraud, and so people kind of felt like more
they need to get to the Capitol.
Capitol Hill.
Right. Yeah, they need to get to the Capitol.
They just started, they just started leaving. And we waited about like 15, 20 minutes, maybe around 12, you know, 10 after 12 or something. We started to walk down the street as well while President Trump was still giving his message. And as far as we could see down Constitution Avenue, it was a whole crowd all the way down almost to the Capitol by the time we started.
How far is that? Is that like a quarter mile? Is it a half a mile? Is it a tenth of a mile?
I would say at least half a mile, if not a little bit more, between a half
really?
And a mile. Yeah, about three quarters of a mile, I'd say at least.
Wow.
And so the streets were packed. As we went past the Department of Justice, there was a good-sized crowd that, you know, started chanting, do your job, do your job. So that kind of formed as people would pass by that area. It would be everybody kind of bunch up and chant that a little bit and then continue on walking down the Capitol Hill.
What was the sense at this moment? At this moment, what is your, I mean, what are you feeling? I mean, are you feeling like Thomas Jefferson right now? Are you feeling, I mean, what, are you anxious? Are you excited? What is going through your mind at that moment right there?
A lot of power, a lot of.
Oops.
Todd, you there? You believe that, ladies and gentlemen? I'm just so sick of these
people.
I'm just so sick of the lies. And the lies, their power is held together by our belief in lies. That's why this show, it's all about the truth. What did Joyce always say?
Yeah.
It's all about the truth because truth explodes the lies. Lies is where our belief in their lies holds their power. Dave, are you there?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay. Continue on.
Okay. So like I said, there was a ton of energy. People were so polite to each other, so kind. Even I made notes about just the fact that people throwing their garbage away. The trash cans, they really didn't set up, I don't believe at all, for people to come. There was very limited places to use restrooms. There was not very many trash cans. So people even tried to neatly pile trash right next to the trash can that's overflowing because they didn't want to throw it on the ground, on the streets, or in the grass and stuff like that. But we make our way down the Capitol Hill, and by the time we get there, most of the lawn between the, I think it's the reflecting pool and the back of the Capitol building is just a sea of faces, a lot of people there. And we kind of navigate our way through. Well, what we see is we see some people right up next to where the inauguration would take place, where they set up the bleachers, and there's steps there. And we see some people that wanted to go up the steps, maybe 20 or 30 people. And so we saw the officers, by the time we got up there, we saw the officers starting to mace people and
mace people where? On the steps or where?
On the steps, yep. And the barricade was maybe only halfway up the steps. It wasn't at the top at the landing, and it wasn't down at the bottom. It's like you had enough room to get halfway up the steps, and then they put a barricade there.
Yeah.
And then as we got up close to that area, because we're just interested in what's going on, the crowd's still all moving in up that way. The flash grenades started to go off kind of all over. And then the tear gas started getting shot into the crowd.
Now hold on before we go further. Is it because people breached that barricade or they were just doing it or from what you could see?
They were at the barricade. They didn't breach it yet. There was no... as we made our way up Capitol Hill lawn on the backside, the barricades were already down, knocked over and stuff like that. I don't know how that happened, but where the people were and where the police were, there was nobody, you know, past any future barricade. They were right up by the police. And then that's where the police were engaging with those people.
This is a very important point, I think, Dave, because that's not what is being characterized on corporate media. So people, I'm trying to get an image. You correct me if I'm wrong. The back of the Capitol, the steps are pretty dramatic, steps up to the Capitol, real dramatic. Halfway up can be, I mean, how many, that could be like 10 feet, that could be like 10 feet of elevation or so, or maybe more. So you go up to the barricade, the people are kind of there just around the barricade, fairly peaceful. Do they start interacting with the police? What's that like? What's going on there?
Yeah, there was a lot of, especially older people, like grandparents and stuff, that were talking to the officers, and they said, we need to do something about the corruption, and our country is being lied to. The election was stolen, and you guys need to choose a side to be on because we're here for freedom and for liberty, and why are you guys against us? Why are you guys opposed to us? And none of the officers replied. These were the D.C. officers. But I was listening to these grandparents passionately, like, cry out, saying they would die for the freedom of their children if they could obtain that with their own lives.
Oh, my God.
A line of officers did get through the group and tried to divide and split up the group, started pushing everybody.
Is this on the steps? Hold on. Is this on the steps or is this down? Where is this?
This is right down from the steps, right at the base of the steps.
So, just so we're clear, this is very important, Dave. So the police, from what you saw, everybody was honoring that barricade. It was fairly peaceful. There was some interaction. Then the police started coming down below that barricade, interacting into the people. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, continue. Very important.
So anyway, those police started to push back against the crowd. No even warning or no command or anything. They just started pushing, and then everybody stuck in the middle between the crowd coming up behind you and then the police coming towards you, so to speak. And so this was maybe about 20 officers. So the people kind of resisted, pushed back some to stop people getting sandwiched in between. And then the officers decided to retreat and move back. Then more flash grenades went off, more tear gas went off. The people that were still up on the steps, they couldn't even retreat if they wanted to because the crowd was behind them. There was nowhere for them to even go. Police, from what I understand, one guy or two guys were tased, and then pepper sprayed. And then when that happened, people started to pepper spray back the officers. And when that happened, then the barricade went down, and then that's when the people went up the steps. And like I said, there was a ton of emotion, a ton of energy. We really felt like the police were attacking the people. And so, with that energy, they felt like it was necessary to get onto that steps and onto that landing.
The thought just occurred to me, one of the places where they have not censored and not been able to, and it will be one of the last, is radio. And this show, I don't know why it just struck me. I was thinking the parallels between 70, 73, the Boston Tea Party, Boston Massacre, and now, the papers, the British-controlled papers. You had British-controlled papers, British-controlled media presenting one image. Then you had an underground swell. You had the committee of correspondence from the Samuel Adams and them, the father of our revolution, kind of the underground. I mean, this is why you buy the products from the good guys. Just a thought came to me. This is so much bigger, and I'm not trying to sell anything by saying this. This is why you support us. Because if it wasn't for you, and you buying those heart drops from us, Dave would not be here to counteract the British narrative to this incident here. This is beyond important. This is one of the most important things that we've had on this show in a long time. Because the narrative that they are able to switch the narrative in a beautiful move. I mean, beautiful, like from a brilliant move.
Brishnikov.
Yeah, I mean, they're like elephants dancing on the head of a pin.
Yeah,
absolutely. How they flip this.
And don't believe their lies.
And we cannot let this happen. And if Dave was not here to tell you, how in the world would you know what really happened? This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I look at this all the time. This is so critical. This fact in your mind. No, what they're saying is not true. No, Chuck Schumer, this is not Pearl Harbor. No, the people did not riot against the police. No, there was not an insurrection. George Bush, no, you are a damned liar.
Yeah.
You are a liar.
And a moron.
And a moron. this is not insurrection. This is not any of those things. This is... I'm going to not say that. Okay, so then from there, what happened? How did it get? How long was it before somebody got shot? Before the lady got shot? I mean, what I'm seeing is people just kind of, well, it got open and they were let in. The Capitol was not locked, and they went in to start looking around. I mean, there's videos of them. They're just looking around, taking pictures, And then you see Antifa people, facial recognition software has been used to identify the main people came in there and made that big picture were Antifa members. One of them's got a hammer and sickle cross tattoo on his hand. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, tell me what happened between that point when the police started to be aggressive and somebody got shot.
Right. Well, once people started getting up onto that landing on that first level outside of the physical building, then this, like I said, that bottleneck, that stairwell was a stairway was really the only way people could get access. There, those bleachers and scaffolding, you know, people started to go up through that and get on up to that landing as well, the Capitol landing. But then some people, because it was such a bottleneck, the crowds could hardly move, that people went around to the side of the building, and I believe that's where they entered in to get that. Now, we didn't actually hear any shots, but we were able, we did get news. Some, we were very limited on text messaging and phone calls. The bandwidth was very intermittent, and so... But we did get news that there were shots fired and a woman was killed, which the whole crowd did find out about because word spread very quickly. And then that made people even more upset that nobody had firearms. No, nobody had any type of gear on that would justify being shot. And then to find out that she actually died there on the scene. So that also just made us, made the people, the crowd, feel like really a major injustice is being done and that the people were under attack and just complete shock of
okay,
what was happening.
To be clear, I think that's an important point I want to elucidate on. The attitude was, well, it's all peaceful, we're here, we're expressing our views, there's a good feeling, there's a good energy. And, I went to Bundy Ranch, and I know when you get in that group in that type of event, I mean, you cannot describe it unless you're there. And that energy that you feel, it's like, it's supernatural. It's like miraculous. You just, something magical. You are at such a moment in time. Is that kind of how you felt?
Oh, absolutely. It was so empowering. I mean, everybody you were talking to, it was that like-mindedness that, that you wanted, you believed in freedom, you believed in liberty, you were excited that you're with your brothers and sisters, that are Americans, and that you're, you know, making your voice heard. This was, we believed that we were just trying to get the attention of these government officials that answer to us and remind them that they answer to us. And there was groups of people praying on the Capitol, on the lawns and stuff like that. Again, there was vehicles all over. There's vehicles in the lawn. There's vehicles all out front. It was almost like they staged vehicles to be there to get trash. Not one vehicle was damaged. No glass was broken.
Wow.
Nothing was burning. I mean, there was no fireworks going off, no Molotov cocktails. It was just extremely great energy, a oneness, and excitement that we're all there together. And like I said, we believed we were, you know, there to be extremely peaceful, but to let them know that the people are the ones in authority. We're the ones that those officials answer to.
How close were you to the stairs and to all that them people going up in the stairs to the building? How close were
you? We were probably about 15 feet away from it.
So you were 15 feet back? You were almost to the stairs?
Correct, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there's like a landing or, you know, the pavement and sidewalk that go up to the stairs, and we're right there, right close to it.
What is your, you know, when you came back and you saw that the whole narrative was being twisted and it was complete lies, I mean, what went through your mind?
Shock. I mean, I don't want to say I was surprised, but I was surprised. Because
I understand.
It was so evident the peacefulness, the good positive energy that was happening there, and I did note that there was not one police or not police helicopter. There really wasn't any police helicopters, but there was not one news helicopter, not one news station that we saw anywhere. We looked for vans and anything that would show media. There was nothing there while all this craziness was happening. What later on.
That fact alone.
God,
that fact alone is just says volumes. That they wanted to create the narrative. They didn't want any footage of the narrative. They wanted to create the narrative.
Yeah, I saw CNN asking one of the people, what do you think of all the violence? And then they're going, what violence?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? This is peaceful. We had a great time here, you know?
I talked to General McInerney this morning. I've talked to some other people. I'm not going to say their names. But they feel like they, you know, I've been told it was definitely Antifa, that this was a traitorous orchestrated operation at the highest levels of a Congress. The election in Georgia, I've also been told Pakistan, Iran, China, Russia were all hacking in. You saw the votes change live, just like happened with Trump. Trump lost votes, if you remember that, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Trump lost votes live when they were switched.
Yeah.
Live on air, you could see the votes go down. How do you lose votes? Lose votes. Not Biden get more votes. He lost votes.
That's right.
The same thing happened to Sonny Perdue.
Absolutely.
From Georgia on live TV. What McInerney recommended is that we need a 10-day audit to go over this. And that America, nobody has still seen the evidence. And the evidence, I've been told, is extremely clear and extremely leads just in very, very dark places of where.
Oh, yeah.
Through the computer, through everything.
Mm-hmm.
Your feelings about any of that comment, anything else, and where do you think this is going from here?
Well, I know that once we walked around to the front of the Capitol, that's where we saw the news set up, where there was only a few hundred people possibly on the front steps and a bullhorn and some people talking, and just could not believe that they would totally miss the huge, enormous crowd in the back. And while that whole reflecting pond area and Capitol Hill, the back of it, lawn was completely filled with faces. We still saw the street like Constitution and Pennsylvania Avenue packed with people still crowding in. So it was just, we're already trying to twist it. And then when I found out later on that that social media and the regular, whatever, fake news media put out this narrative that it was aggressive, it was very violent. It just was mind blowing to me. Just complete shock. And then, and really almost like a broken spirit, so to speak. We know who has all things in control, and I still put my faith and trust in him, but, I feel like it was a very sad day to find out today how,
it was a sad day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you feel like
our country has like turned their back on us?
Did you feel like you got kicked in the stomach? You know, that's kind of how I felt this morning.
Absolutely.
Where is this? I do not see. I made the comment before you came on. They talk about unity. There, unless we give in to that, I don't see any unity in America. All I see from here on out is more division. That's my feeling from what I see. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. I believe that's the plan. I don't believe that you could destroy a nation from the outside. I believe it's set up to divide us and destroy us from within to make our country weaker and then bring us down as a nation.
What, for our audience listening, I want to thank you immensely, immensely for what you've done. I want to thank you for what you do for CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. I want to thank you for what you do there. I want to thank you for being willing to come on. You've been awesome. I mean, you were sending me videos. You were sending me texts during the day. We were going back and forth,
a
little that we could. And I want to thank you. You're good at this. You're really good. Just your final thoughts on anything. I don't even know what I want to ask you. What do you want to tell everybody listening?
Well, you know, you're grateful for me and what I've done, but it's only through the education of the guests you bring on, the shows you put together, the awesome men and women that speak truth and then come out and share that information that they've learned over their lifetime. They spent their lifetime dedicating. And now more than ever, we need the support. Like you said, the good guys, we need to stand together, band together. Because I'm not sure what's all going to happen, but I know that true patriots, true believers are going to at least have one another during these times ahead of us.
Are you, I mean, I'm not, I'm having a loss of what this, I mean, I can get angry and say a lot of things, and I don't want to do that. But I'm having a loss of how to put my finger on this and what we're seeing. I mean, what is it, what are we, what is the at stake here? How big is this moment? Are we, like I've said, I feel like if we allow them to steal this, then we've crossed the Rubicon. And it's really a new, it's a new world that we're jumping into here. Not to say we won't win or can't win or whatever. It's just we're on a new playing field if we allow this. That's my thought. Your thoughts?
Well, I don't understand. I agree wholeheartedly, and I don't understand President Trump saying, well, in four more years, I'll come back. If we can't fix this election problem right now, why in the world? I was talking to so many people there yesterday, and they said, if this doesn't get corrected, I'm never voting again because it's meaningless. It's completely pointless. If it doesn't get fixed right now, there, it's it. It's over. It's, I
well, ask
it's
Georgia.
Done.
Yeah.
Ask Georgia.
Ain't coming
I mean,
back.
It just happened. It just happened.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going all the way. Yeah. They're going to have control of Senate if Biden gets in. Control of Senate, control of the presidency, control of the House.
Pack the courts.
I mean, everything. They're going to have all of it. And they went all the way. And they don't care
right.
if they got caught. They got caught. So what?
So what?
What are you going to do about it?
We ain't going to do nothing about it, looks like.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not saying either way. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've had, you know, some of the same contacts I talked to who said Trump was going to win. They were a little dejected this morning. Not a little, a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
They said Trump is surrounded by traitors. He's surrounded by people who abandoned him. They're looking for, they're like rats and looking for a lifeboat.
Yeah.
You know, in a sinking ship.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody around him, because that's what they feel he is. I'm not sure what to say to you right now, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, everything I've said in totality, I mean it. It's conviction that will win. It's the truth that will win, but it's conviction to truth. It's not just truth. Truth wins. If you want to be part of that win, you got to have conviction.
And you got to do something.
Yeah. Again, final thoughts, any comments on any of that that I just said or any other thing else, Dave?
Absolutely. Truth will win. I know, and believe wholeheartedly God's on our side. I believe any attack on America, on our values and principles is an attack on God since the foundation of this land was dedicated to him. So this is a battle of good and evil, and it's time for believers, it's time for patriots at least to stand and band together, speak the truth. Again, I wish I knew it was going to happen, but I really believe it's like the second American Revolution. The only issue is King George is much more powerful and much more evil than what it was over 200 years ago. So I don't know. I want to be smart about this, but we really need to, get our lives right with God, follow the scriptures, and just be true, be real.
And talk to your sheriff. Talk to your sheriff.
Yeah.
CSPOA.org.
Get him on board.
Well, Dave, thank you so much. We'll stay in touch, and well, I'm sure we'll be talking to you again. God bless you, and we're very grateful for you doing this, and we'll have some more questions for you later and bring you on when we have more time. But thank you so much on this very emotional day coming on. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Take care.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, this has the beginnings of the second revolution.
Well, you know, it's going to come down to conviction. If people have the gumption, uh-huh. people have conviction. It's still not over. You know, I talked to people this morning and said, it's not over.
It ain't.
It's not over.
Till the fat lady sings.
Well, right. You know, the key is for anything to happen, Trump is going to have to use his authority and shut down the media.
Has to.
And he's going to have to say, we are doing a 10-day moratorium. Media shut down. They're liars.
Yep.
And they're going to shut down, and we're going to get to the bottom of this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he could do that.
He could do it. I don't know if he's going to. A little disappointed in him.
It's very hard to say. It's very hard to say because we, you know, it's easy to be an armchair quarterback on this. and say he should do that, and that yes, he should. Yes, of course, probably should have.
We don't even know if he's tried it, and everybody just don't listen to him.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that could be possible. Absolutely.
When you have everybody around you telling you one thing and then against you, and then
we'll do it, and nothing gets done.
George is coming on in the second hour. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes,
continue to pray. Continue to petition. Psalm 35. Winnie, I know you're there. Psalm 35. Please, everybody read that and take that to God. Another situation. I want to talk to you about my relative, COVID. Okay. Trying to get her stuff and trying to make decisions with these doctors and what have you. Talk to a doctor group this morning about all this. Here's one thing I learned. When you need that stuff from the Power Mall, you need it now. You need it now. My relative needs all those things we've mentioned, the quercetin, the zinc, the iodine, the oregano, the whatever. Yeah. She has some of it because I've given her some. She doesn't have all. She needs all of it now. And, you know, unless you're Superman, I can't get it to her now.
Right.
I can't even drive it to her now. She needs it now. So, continue to think about that when it comes to food storage, when it comes to water storage. Who knows what's going to happen? You saw what the lengths that they do. If America pushes, if Trump does push, as we push in the future, you've seen their reaction, how they react. They come back with vengeance.
Yes.
We have to be ready to withstand that.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow. Charlotte Isabry is going to be here tomorrow. Make sure you be here.
Stay strong.
Happy, healthy, successful, and free. See you tomorrow. George, have at it, my friend.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.